Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
This is The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe. Happy to have you here. Being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network, brand new sponsor. We welcome them to The Advertising Show. You can visit them at captivate.com. Very special guest today is Keith Winter. And we are glad to have him here. The company is called M-Sense. And we'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. We also have, let's see, on today's show, let me look at my schedule here. A few moments away, Jean Bliss, our customer experience type person. Dressing up to dress down is what she's going to be talking about today. And a little bit later on, it's Patrick Myers, the marketing insider out of New York, directly from the brain. Sounds like a good place to start when you're communicating, but not many people do. So it's good to have you here. We hope you've tuned in and are able to stick around a little while to hear the interview and all the other great things that we have here at theadvertisingshow.com. You know, last week I wanted to talk about this, but we kind of ran out of time. This was about the Kentucky Derby. And how do you ruin a good party? Well, of course, you have a horse go down, and then you kill the horse on the track. And that's exactly what happened with the winner's circle last week. And there were some things said about Yum Brands. They were the big sponsor, okay? And it says, minutes before he was to appear live on NBC on Saturday, the presenting sponsor of the Kentucky Derby, David Novak is his name, he's the CEO of Yum, said he was in the dark. He was waiting to enter the winner's circle, crowded onto a staircase with a senior VP, the Kentucky governor, the chief executive of Churchill Downs, and their wives, of course. Just before they were about to step outside, the group was told to wait. We assumed there was some technical difficulty with the broadcast because we didn't hear anything, Mr. Blum said. After a few minutes with a little further information, the group stepped onto the packed podium. Squinting into the sunlight, Mr. Novak grinned as the NBC announcer, Bob Costas, handed him the mic. Well, Bob, what a great day for the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the world. On behalf of Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, yada, yada, thank you very much, he said, taking off the Yum Brands. By the time he spoke, though, bloggers, reporters, and NBC itself were already telling of the collapse of Eight Bells, who broke down after finishing second and then was put to sleep on the track. Online comments, not too bad. Disgraceful, smiling, product plugging while Eight Bells was dying yards away from them. I'll never buy any of their products again, wrote one of those people. So, basically, here's another one. I'm so happy the CEO of Yum is just smiling and not even caring that a horse was just killed on the track. And what they're saying is that they're claiming they knew nothing about this. And on the other hand, it says that basically they said, some people said that he did know. And, you know, what a sad end to such a great historic event, but what an unfortunate mistake on behalf of Yum Brands to have presented themselves in that light. It was like, you know, if they would have known, or they should have been told or something, you know, if indeed they're telling the truth, you know, so consequently, I don't know, somebody dropped the ball. I'm not sure exactly who, but it doesn't really matter at this point.
I thought the Elmer's glue commercial that followed that interview was a little tasteless myself.
Boy, are you going to get some comments there.
We're animal lovers.
No, yeah, of course we are. Yeah, of course we are.
And, we're just joking.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was weird, Brad, to hear something like that.
Well, I think the key there is whether he was actually informed and tried to play it, you know, with a smiley face versus not informed. If he wasn't informed, you can't blame him. I mean, you know, he wants to be positive. It's his moment in the limelight there, and it's part of why he paid to be a sponsor, or the company. So I think the key there is to determine whether he was informed. And I'm surprised that hadn't come out yet, if he really was informed and tried to put a smiley face on that. If so, that was poor judgment on his part, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. And on NBC, if they didn't inform him, it's like...
Shame on them.
Shame on them, exactly right. But then what do you do, you know? This is an event that is certainly prestigious, historic, and really a cool place to be, and obviously a good fit for Yum Brands as well, but I think there was a mistake there. We've got going to take a break here. Gene Bliss on the Advertising Show with Ray Shullins and Brad Forsyth.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
I had to go to the mall today to run an errand. Now, as a normal citizen of the world, it seems that all's required is that I show up clean and don't forget to pay. But no, ask any woman. When you walk into a fashion store, what happens? You get assessed. Shoes? Bag? How much might she spend? Hair? Makeup? Another indication of how lucky or unlucky the person is who got you. I'm not kidding. Now, frequently, I don't worry about the review, and I just throw in my jeans and trek to the mall and get in and get out. These are the times when I find shopping most interesting because it's almost like I'm not there. Nobody approaches me. But when I'm dooted up, as it was today, people appear out of the woodwork to ask what I need, what I'm there to buy, and how they might help me buy it. Why is there a connection between being put together and being treated well in retail? It's my litmus test of the true service orientation of company and staff.
This has been your weekly installment of the Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to customerbliss.com.
And thanks to Gene Bliss here on the Advertising Show with Ray Shullins and Brad Forsyth. What do you have there?
Well, congratulations is in order, Ray, for our friends at Ogilvy Worldwide, who was just named lead creative agency for Motorola's mobile devices business. The account was previously handled by several agencies. Ogilvy will be responsible for leading creative duties in North America, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. I guess that's why they call it Ogilvy Worldwide. And billings were undisclosed. So congratulations to Ogilvy. A nice little piece of business there for them.
Yeah, it'll be a good year and a good Christmas party, right? Something like that. If you work for them, you're probably going to get a bonus this year. What a concept. We have Keith Winter today on the Advertising Show. M-Sense is the company. He is president and CEO of M-Sense Corporation. That's emsense.com. Basically bringing over 20 years of experience in leading and growing technology, advertising, and content development companies. Prior to joining M-Sense, Keith spent several years in advertising-related businesses in radio, television, cable, and the Internet. Under his leadership as CEO of Exponential Tribal Fusion, the company grew to become one of the largest Internet advertising networks with over 500 clients and a reach of 137 million U.S. consumers, while the president and COO of Bimedia, currently is called Marketron. Keith was instrumental in orchestrating the combination of three acquisitions to turn the company into a major provider of advertising and traffic and software as a service products to over 40 major broadcast groups, including the big ones, ABC, CBS, Disney, Fox, and Cox. So we've got Keith here, and he's also, this is a good thing too. He's got his degree, honors degree from UT Austin. That can't be bad, right? Back in just a minute with more on the Advertising Show with Ray Shullins and Brad Forsyth.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn, or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth.
Amigo.
Thanks for being a part of the Advertising Show with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth here. And as promised, our very special guest is Keith Winter, President and CEO of MSense Corporation. It's MSense.com. Keith, it is such a pleasure to have you here on the Advertising Show. Thanks for being a part of it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Keith, since before we talk about MSense, on a personal interest note here, you were CEO of BuyMedia.com. We hear a lot lately in the last year or two about Google trying to create a digital platform for the traditional media buying and selling process to extend AdWords and so forth. What do you think? They've struggled with that in certain media categories, do better in others, but it seems like they're struggling in both getting acceptance from the media to play ball with them. And yet I see where they're doing a little better job in the print category. Do you think they have a chance at this? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think one way to look at it is the Internet is great for performance advertisers, so for people who want clicks. But, you know, I think the problem is there's a lot of very big companies that have brand spend. And, you know, up to date, it hasn't been a great place, the Internet, for brand spend. And I think that's the real challenge. You know, how do you figure out when you show your brand on the Internet, or is it really resonating? And what's starting to happen right now is really people are using TV purely for branding, right, and then focusing on the Internet for performance. So I think the key question is who can actually help those brands move on and do true branding as opposed to just performance advertising.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot are trying to take a look at the Internet as a second look, I guess, for branding, but have issues with metrics and how to evaluate, as you just pointed out. So let's talk a little bit about MSense and how it got started. Your company was founded in 2004 and based on client activity and company revenue. I'm curious, how's it going, Keith?
Well,
you making
great
projections? So, are you meeting expectations?
Yeah, we're doing really, really well. We started out in 2004, as you mentioned. There were seven people from the MIT Media Lab, and they started out in the game controller market and then moved over to really looking at content, game content namely. And so we're working with a lot of the bigger game companies. THQ is an example. And then about 9 months ago, we started moving over into advertising. And, you know, we view it as just a great market for our technology and just a very large market that we'll do well in. And we have several clients. Coke is one of them. There's been some press in Adweek about the engagement we did for Coke around the Super Bowl, and there's plenty of others. Unfortunately, I can't mention who they are.
Oh, the old I can't mention. Well, we'll see if we can pull some of that proprietary information.
What we need is trick questions, Brad, and that
well,
be
that's
the,
true.
That's the benefit right there, okay?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the targets that you guys offer your services to, and I noticed on the on your internet or excuse me on your website, a lot of good information. And if you're interested, folks, I encourage you to check out MSense.com. It's a great place to see what we're talking about today. But at MSense, you've created a biosensor that's effectively a pair of glasses designed to measure emotions, thoughts, and perceptions. So, Keith, describe a little bit about the nuts and bolts of how this works.
Yeah, and I think a way to look at what we're doing in a nutshell is we're taking neuroscience, namely brainwave measurement, and we're pulling that out of the lab and putting it in a form that's really usable by marketers. So the way we do that is we have a headset, and more recently we've gone to a headband. It's a very simple headband. You just put on it. You know, you've seen people in the NBA wear headbands. It's similar to that. So it's non-intrusive. You know, unlike the typical methods, it doesn't really require gels or wires or going to the hospital or anything like that. And you put it on and simply view content. So the great thing about it is that, you know, it takes you out of the realm of just doing a really small sample size of, say, 10 people. We typically do at least 150 people. So we get a lot of statistical validity, which is what marketers want. And, you know, because it's not obtrusive, it puts someone more in their natural environment. I don't think many people watch the Super Bowl wearing, you know, a hockey helmet and gels and wires attached.
You mentioned go to the hospital. That sounds kind of scary.
Well, for some, you know, one technology, fMRI, you know, which is really mapping the brain, you need to go to the hospital to do that.
Wow.
So it's a big machine you're sticking your head in. You know, and it's not a natural environment. I think you get great data, and it's great data for the medical community, but when you get in on the marketing side, you know, we're always talking about a natural environment for testing participants and getting large data sets.
Sure.
And hopefully they, in your world, I suppose, hopefully they forget they're wearing the headband and just behave normally, I would suppose. I understand your firm claims to collect more significant data by measuring only certain parts of the brain. Would you explain that to us, Keith?
So we're measuring EEG, and we measure at the front part of the brain. And, you know, the key things we measure are emotion, and it's really whether you're reacting positively or negatively to something. And we also measure cognition, and that, you know, that's really a measure of whether or not thoughts being provoked. You know, is the brain actually processing something? So those are the key measures that advertisers are interested in. And the other things we also measure, we pick up things like heart rate, breathing, blinking, head motion also, and they're more secondary to what we typically do.
A sample size, 150 being your typical number. Do you ever have call for a much larger sample size than 150?
In fact, there's an engagement. We're talking with one company now where it will go to 450, and it's very easy for us to do large sample size. It just depends on the type of study they're doing.
Now why would 150 be okay and a call for another study be 450?
Well, you know, some people really want to drill down into the data. So, you know, I think with 150, you can drill down to a certain extent. So you may be able to mm-hmm. look at the difference between men and women or different in age groups. But if you want to get down to very detailed data and you want to have, you know, decent size subsets, you need to go pretty large in the sample size.
It's the Advertising Show here with Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth. Our special guest is Keith Winter, President and CEO of MSense Corporation. See, we have a call coming in already, even though we don't take calls. MSense.com, Advertising Show being powered by Shipple.com. That's Schipul.com. And a program called Tendency. It's an incredible marketing tool. Check it out at Shipple.com. Here at the Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. And more with Keith. A couple more segments at least coming up in just a moment.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is the Advertising Show.
It's a real thing in the back of your mind.
It's Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth on the Advertising Show with second cousin, Keith Winter. Who never actually played with the band, although they let him sit in a session one time. President and CEO of MSense Corporation, MSense.com is the website. And Keith, welcome back to the Ant Show. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't know, Ray, that Edgar and Johnny both had a third brother there. Keith, you identify three business categories you target for your services: advertising, video games, and politics. First off, which of the three make up the majority of your business at MSense?
Well, it has been traditionally video games. Now it's really advertising. Mm-hmm. And that's what we expect in the future. The advertising business is just so immense that as we continue to gain clients, it'll just scale up.
Yeah, I would imagine with ad spending approaching $300 billion just in the U.S., I would imagine that the tendency for ad agencies as well as their clients to want to continue to test ad campaigns before launch, and I would think the ad community would be a marketplace predisposed to selecting your services. So I'm curious, any category agencies versus marketers that tend to be more open to your services, or do you pretty much split between the client side and the agency side?
Well, I think we're having a lot of early success in the beverage category, but, you know, we're getting inbound inquiries from all over the place. So So I think it's too early to really tell.
Go back to the three categories. Talk a little bit about the services you offer in the political sector. And I would imagine, and I'm guessing here, has that picked up any this year?
Yeah, we're really focused on the advertising side in the political sector. So mm-hmm. it's not as big a business as some of the others, and it really fits into what we do in advertising. And, you know, it really varies according to what's going on, which candidates are occurring. So it's not really that large of a business. Advertising, of course, is much bigger.
And we've heard, and I don't want to stay on this if this makes up a very little bit of your business, and not, and certainly we're going to talk a lot more about just the overall process and so forth. But we here on the Advertising Show have been reporting, and we all know from our audience, of course, follows this as well as we do, in that the politicians will change their message, their commercial message from market to market and state to state, depending on what the issues are there. And I'm curious, on a national scale, did you find that some of the candidates back when there were a lot more were running, instead of just the two on the Democratic and the one on the Republican side currently, were they tapping into you guys and using your services to see how the new messaging was going, or are you still pretty new to that category?
I think it's pretty early on. But, you know, some of the interesting things we've done, we can test people in groups. So we had 30 people watch the Philadelphia debates. And you can get really interesting information from that. The one nice thing about EEG is you can get second-by-second analysis. So you can look at things like jokes and just specific words. You know, as an example, whenever Obama talks about change, you know, there's normally an emotional rise from people. People really resonate with that. And I think we all know that now. Back then, it was less apparent, and it was something you could pick up through EEG.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned on your site that you guys will provide services for consumer reactions to movies and TV programs. I'm curious, how are you doing in these categories?
Well, it's very early on. We didn't expect to get started in it until next year. Mm-hmm. But we're talking to clients right now about it. So, you know, the way we look at it is, you know, it's content. You have short form, long form, and you also have linear and interactive. And, you know, the short form sometimes, like advertising, is a little bit harder to measure because you don't have as much time. And then the long form interactive, like a video game, is very hard to measure because people can do whatever they want. And so you go through a tagging process in order to do that. So TV falls in between that. You know, any linear content is relatively easy to measure, and we don't really see any fatigue in people wearing the headsets. So if it's a movie for an hour and a half, you kind of forget about it, just watch it, and we collect all the data.
I want to go back to sampling again. Curious, I forgot to ask, how do you go about recruiting subjects for your studies?
Well, we generally work, say, in advertising with the marketer, and they'll give us some demographic information. They may ask us things, you know, a person who's had a certain beverage in the last 2 weeks, and so we take that segment, and then we actually recruit through the paper and various means and bring the candidates in. So we pre-screen them, bring them in to a testing facility. It could be our San Francisco facility or a temp facility in New York or Chicago or Dallas, and then go ahead and test them.
And you'll have market by market. Sometimes, I guess, on a national scale, it won't be regional specific. It can be any particular market.
Yeah, so normally we pick two markets, and it can be as many as the marketer wants. And mm-hmm. it's just typically been two markets. It's been a combination of, say, San Francisco and New York or Chicago and Dallas. But we have the capability of setting it up anywhere. It's pretty easy to set up and recruit people.
It's the Advertising mm-hmm. Show here with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. And you're listening to our interview here with Keith Winter, who is president and CEO of MSense Corporation. MSense.com is the website. We'll be back with more and a little bit more with Keith here. Stay with us.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free.
As promised, we are back with another segment with our special guest today here in the Advertising Show. It's Keith Winter, who is president and CEO of MSense Corporation at MSense.com. Learning a lot about measurement and all that kind of good stuff as well. Keith, pleasure to have you here. It's good to have you on the Advertising Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, curious, Keith, what are your thoughts on Nielsen recently buying a stake in NeuroFocus?
Oh, I think it's interesting. It's one of the markers that I think the science is really coming into play and being adopted. I think it was interesting, too, that Katie Bain, the CMO of Coke, came out in an Adweek article about using us. So people are definitely interested in it. And, you know, I can tell you that just from the press we've gotten with the Adweek article and the New York Times article from Stuart Elliott that there's been a tremendous amount of inbound. We don't even have a salesperson. We've been just sitting on people contacting us and asking us about our services and meeting with them and doing engagements.
What a great way to start, huh?
Yeah, it's a luxurious situation. I hope it lasts.
I think that may have been a classified ad for a sales manager right there. I take it NeuroFocus would be considered a competitor. How are their services pretty much the same as yours, or I'll give you a chance to differentiate if you'd like?
Well, I'm not an expert on NeuroFocus, but I don't believe they do the sample sizes that we do, and I believe they're using technology that's more similar to medical technology, meaning there's more prep time. What we set out to do is to have something that was really simple to use. It didn't require prep time, putting in gels in your hair and putting a helmet on and wires and things like that, because I think that it just doesn't set up the situation properly for the participant. You know, we just want to slip on a headset and let them go and look at the content and make it very easy. And I don't think there's anyone out there really doing what we're doing and going after large sample size, putting people in a natural environment, and doing tests really the way marketers would do them.
Yeah, I would. I was going to ask you if there were other direct competitors, and I take that as a no in terms of your process. And I noticed also on your site that you guys have a lot of intellectual property, at least pending at this point. You mentioned Coke earlier on. Can you talk a little bit about what how they saw benefit from using your services?
I can only speak to what was in the Adweek article. They had two spots for the Super Bowl and several ads to choose from, and we helped them with that process. It's Mine was one of the choices. I think It's Mine, depending upon the survey, was generally in the top three. It was just a fantastic ad. And even though that was a finished ad, we helped them make some changes to it because they moved the music around. I think we add a tremendous amount of value if we're used early on in the process. But really, even at the end of the process, we can help. And with them, it was helping them choose which of the ads should run and then what changes you can make at that date.
Yeah, and it beats the hell out of just accommodating the client from the creative end, trying to make a change because somebody thinks it should be done differently, as opposed to, in your case, based on scientific research. You know, we've all heard stories about how a product or an ad campaign does not test well and went on to become a huge success. I'm not suggesting that would be the case with your process, but I'm curious, Keith, how would you go about convincing those who may not be big fans of ad testing that they really need to be considering services such as your own?
Well, I think, what we typically do is go into a client and show them one of their ads, right? And I think it's a very compelling case because we can provide a lot of detail that I think traditional testing doesn't provide. We can really get down to second-by-second analysis. As an example, one of the Super Bowl commercials was a montage, and it had about 20 different scene cuts. So you were seeing each one on average about 3 seconds, and we can give measurement on all of those, which I think really helps in determining what makes sense to put in the advertisement. So I think when we go to talk to people and they see what we've done, they see a lot of value in it, and you know, some of the things are very intuitive to them. And you know, we're really the creative's friend in this whole thing, because the creative people are trying to move emotion, and what we do is give them an indicator whether they're doing that well or not, and where it's actually happening.
Real quickly, just as we wrap up this last and final segment, M-Sense is a privately held company. Plans for growth in the future? I'm curious, VCs, IPO, and what's your plan?
We're a privately held company, and one of our original investors, Tim Kugel, former CEO of Yahoo, and we're very close to Series B funding right now.
And what rate, can you say what level of raise you're looking at on Series B?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just make it up. $50 billion, right?
$50 billion? Well, that puts us out of the field.
So if you want to invest, call Keith.
Call Keith right now. Yeah, actually, let's get his bank account. Keith Winter, who is president and CEO of M-Sense Corporation. It's been a blast having you here, Keith, and finding out more about your product and services. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillen's Brad Forsyth. Back with more in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
Dippity-doo.
You.
Dippity-doo.
For setting your hair.
Dippity-doo.
So glad you're back with us here on The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. And very much thanks to Keith Winter, our special guest today here. Next week, by the way, it is Dan Rome. Dan has written a book called The Back of the Napkin, Solving Problems and Selling Ideas with Pictures. I like pictures. Pictures are me. Pictures help me figure out, no, seriously, pictures help me figure out issues and problems and such. And this will be interesting to find out more about what Dan's all about and what the book is all about, too. Speaking of pictures, this is at airports, and we all see many airports from time to time. Clear Channel is doing a thing called Reactrix displays for airports now. REACTRIX displays. If you see people making strange gestures at the airport, they're usually cursing at airline employees. I wouldn't curse at an airline employee. You get arrested.
No.
But
right.
That may change the Clear Channel Airport's new partnership with Reactrix Systems, which creates gesture-based interactive displays for advertisers in public spaces. You don't want to do too many gestures at an airport, if you know what I mean.
I wouldn't think so, no.
That, by the way, is a division of Clear Channel Outdoor. We'll have full responsibility for the operation, sales, and licensing. The Reactrix system will project digital images onto the floors of the airport terminals, which attract passersby by responding to their motion. Once engaged, the user is invited to explore the interactive display, controlling it with different gestures that are tracked by motion sensors. The branded displays can also integrate ad content into the interactive experience, have a wide range of capabilities, including puzzles, games, and paint programs. Kind of like Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when I'm in an airport, you know, it's everything you can do to get around old people and children that are playing and, you know, all the things. You try to get a flow of trying to get either to your next gate or, you know, wherever you're going. I'm not envisioning a good thing where, you know, people are standing in front of a sign and clogging up the flow of the traffic here, if I'm understanding you correctly there.
Well,
right?
It'll be interesting to see what goes on there and how it actually works. So I don't know. It reminds me of what they do at Disney, where they've got the projections of the, or specifically Epcot, where they have the projections of different things on the floor. You step on them, you know, you play music, you do all kinds of cool stuff. It's neat. Mm-hmm. So this is a neat thing.
Yeah, but I mean, in a Disney thing, you expect that, but in an airport,
yeah, exactly.
Hurry.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Patrick Meyer is with us here on the Advertising Show. Let's take a moment and listen to Patrick.
Welcome to Understanding the Future Now. It's the Marketing Insider featuring Patrick Meyer.
Ever come across something? as a marketer that you just want to scream with delight that you knew was possible, or at least would come one day? What I'm talking about is brain diagnostics, getting insights directly from the brain. As I'm always looking for innovation, a friend of mine who runs a VC company said, Patrick, you need to take a look at this company called M-Sense. They're doing things with the brain. I said, hey, I'm always game, but a little bit skeptical. I've always thought the idea of getting input directly from the brain was going to be possible, but no one had really jumped the gap and done it in a big way, a scalable way. So I go out to the West Coast to meet with this group of people, a couple young guys out of the MIT Media Lab, backed by one of the founders of the search engines. They put goggles on my head, showed me commercials, a Dove commercial, and then played back exactly what I was thinking, engagement, likability, and physiological response. I was blown away. Second by second, you could see how I was responding to a little girl saying, I have freckles and I feel that I'm ugly. And my heart plummeted. Then it continued to climb as Dove said that they could help little girls feel better about themselves. What I'm talking about here is engagement and emotion metrics. That's what all marketers are looking for. With new technology, this company, M-Sense, has been able to read what consumers are thinking directly from the brain. What's really intriguing, though, is we'll also work for concepts, packaging, online, outdoor, print, everything inside of marketing and advertising. Technology is an important part of marketing and advertising as it evolves, and you need to sift through and look for things that you can bring to your business.
You've been listening to The Marketing Insider, heard every week here on The Advertising Show. Join us next week for more insight into the future of marketing.
This is Patrick Meyer as your Marketing Insider. And remember, the revolution is now. Hey, you want to know more? Go to nowinc.net or send me an email at patrick@nowinc.net.
It's The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, and I hope you're enjoying the show today. Tell a friend about the show. We forgot to ask our guest today to tell his friends about that, and hopefully he has a lot. So we'll as we follow up with him, he'll engage a bunch of people, too, to listen. And you do the same here at theadvertisingshow.com. What is that that you have there?
Well, you know, Ray, if you live in the New York area, you know this already, but we have a worldwide audience, and you might be interested to know that Sue Simmons admits that she really messed up. She's the longtime WNBC TV news anchor who dropped the F-bomb during a live promo at about 10:30 p.m. this past Monday night while chiding a colleague for an apparent miscue. Simmons, who reportedly thought the promo was being taped, asked, "What the F were you doing?" Of course, the swear word was heard live across New York City, and it was had many people buzzing this past week, even after Simmons, who had been in the network for decades, offered a mea culpa. Thank you, Bill Simmons. I mean, Bill Clinton. During the Bill Simmons. During the opening minutes
Richard
of the
Simmons.
11th. Yes, yes. Yeah. During the open of the 11 p.m. newscast is when old Sue Simmons apologized for her slip-up during the 30p live promo. Somebody had to tell her. You do the live, you do the recorded, you got to know what you're doing there.
You know what? Been there, done that. Not that bad, but been there, done that. So, okay, live and learn, right?
Well, and, you know, for those that may not know, many years ago we had a live radio program here at the Advertising Show, and we had multiple radio stations carrying our nationally syndicated show, and we had a few brief moments of scare,
puckering.
I would say, right?
Puckering.
Not with you or me, but it was with a guest.
With a guest, yeah. It's like, oops. Yeah. Where is that delay button when you need it, right? Exactly.
There wasn't one.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, this is, and I know you have good feelings and bad feelings about this, but apparently Honda, Dodge, and others are going to the big screen to seek out young, captive crowds. Well, there's no doubt about it. If you're in a movie theater, you are a captive crowd, whether you like it or not. It's an advertising barrage from automakers this summer, trying to get the blockbuster crowd and driving double-digit segment growth in the medium. Hot summer movie season, automakers upping the ante for movie theater advertising. Screen Vision's revenue in the segment of first half of 08 is almost double what it was in 07. Well, that'd be a business to be in. Anyway, yeah, we've done a little bit of that, and so have you as well. Like I said, you have mixed emotions about that. But there is a captive crowd, and obviously it's a very targeted audience. You know who's going to see those things, so interesting as well. But that's about it. We are out of time, and again, hope you enjoyed the show today. Don't forget, next week our guest is Dan Rome, author of The Back of the Napkin, Solving Problems, Selling Ideas with Pictures, here at the Advertising Show, which is being brought to you by the Advertising Age magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network. You can visit them at captivate.com. With Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe. Hope you enjoyed it. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production.